A globetrotter who left his mark in Europe, Asia, and beyond, Richard Lugar expressed no regrets about his Senate career, which will end in January.
And I'm proud of the solutions we have brought to problems over the years and the initiatives we have undertaken to build Indiana and to protect our country.
A six-term senator and the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Lugar is best known for co-sponsoring a 1991 program that helped former Soviet states eliminate thousands of nuclear weapons.
That was the beginning of what has led now to the dismantling of well over 60% of the warheads, really taken off of missiles aimed at the United States, the destruction of well over 60% of all the missiles, of the silos in which the missiles were based, of all the groundwork.
Congressional observer Thomas Mann says Lugar's departure will leave a void in the Senate.
They're losing a respected foreign policy leader, and they're losing someone who's not instinctively engaged in the tribal politics between the parties.
Although a staunch conservative, Lugar did not shy from criticizing the former Bush administration over its response to the 2001 terrorist attacks.
We are worried about terrorism, but the evolution of national security policy has not kept up with the threat. We have relied heavily on military options and unilateral approaches that weakened our alliances.
Lugar lost a primary election Tuesday, which means he cannot run as the Republican candidate in November. His opponent, Richard Murdoch, portrayed him as a member of Washington's political establishment and attacked Lugar's willingness to seek common ground with Democrats. A day after Lugar's defeat, Democratic senators paid tribute to him as a consensus builder in an institution increasingly paralyzed by partisanship. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry.
He was serious, he was thoughtful, and he refused to allow this march to an orthodoxy about ideology and partisan politics to get in the way of what he thought was the responsibility of a senator and indeed the need of the country to have people come together and find the common ground.
Lugar says he hopes to remain engaged in world affairs and to continue to serve the nation. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Have a great day. Thank you. Thanks. Take care.